Ms. Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. How much can a direct action multi-issue community organization take on? After visiting professors and students in the communication department of UNICA, the Catholic University of Honduras, where ACORN was seeking a partnership to help develop its social media, radio, and television capacity, we traveled with Tegucigalpa ACORN leaders to inspect a huge project that they were undertaking. We were expecting another meeting with members, but instead we found ourselves making the turn and coming to a halt in front of a huge metal gate that had to be opened for us by a security guard. After parking, we walked single file down the hill through the property with the leaders until we were overlooking a concrete soccer field with an ACORN symbol painted on one boundary. Where were we and what was this all about? The leaders described the situation for us. We were on the grounds of a former orphanage that had been maintained by the Department of the National Government. Once the orphanage had been dissolved, there had been various attempts to redevelop the property to some other uses, but each time, NGOs had tried for a year and then departed. ACORN groups had demanded restoration of the grounds as a community and recreation center, and the government had agreed. We walked through room after room of old classrooms in dilapidated condition from recent years of abandonment in this sprawling compound. Our members had cut back the overgrowth. The rooms had been opened so that we could clean up many of them in recent months. The officials from the government arrived and walked the grounds with us. They were complimentary. Voices on all sides criticized external NGOs and their here-and-gone performance compared to ACORN's deep roots and organization in the community. The officials repeated the government's commitment that they would spend 2 million lempiras, or about $450,000, on a rehabilitation with the plan to turn over management of the facilities to ACORN once finished. Right now, the opportunity looked both exciting and overwhelming. ACORN Tegucigalpa organizer Erlen Perez frankly summed up the members' current debate about how ambitious they should be in making plans for this project. He said that some members believe they should focus on the recreation area and rehabbing the first four rooms to usable fashion and stop there. Others believe we should do even more and push for development of the whole project. The debate was realistic and important. How much can a direct action, multi-issue community organization really take on before the project consumes and overwhelms the organization itself and its mission? We next visited a community center elsewhere in the district, and our members had prioritized to push for rehab. It was a one large room under an open-sided roof. The members had done much of the work. The tile floor was better constructed than any of our homes would have been. There was satisfaction and agreement on a measure of the organization's ambition and its achievement. The questions being asked by these leaders and members at the heart of community organizing, especially when our work crosses into community development. How will the Tegucigalpa members not let such victories hold within themselves the seeds of future defeat or loss of focus? The fact that the organization recognizes the risk puts them way ahead of many others faced with the same questions. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.